Hey folks, welcome back to another episode of Life, Love and Entrepreneurship. You're with Deepak Shukla of deepakshukla.com, and this is not a pre-recorded intro that I made. I'm just saying it now to sound sexy, woohoo! So today I want to talk about love again. And what I want to specifically talk about is, do women care whether a man is in shape, has a good body in the world of relationships and dating? The reality is that, you know, a lot of people will tell you that over the long term that, confidence, humor, job security, earning potential or current income, all these things are like more important than being in good physical shape. I would rather tell you that instead of using that as a pretext and or excuse to be a lazy bastard and not do any exercise, that actually the reality is that for a lot of women, the way that you look or your shape is huge. It's significantly important. To give you one small example of it, my matches on Tinder, they give you 100 matches or 100 swipes that you can make per day. I'm not quite sure which of the two it is, but I ran a simple experiment of moving a face shot to a kind of body shot for my initial opening picture, and I've seen my, let's say, conversion number of matches increase by around, it's more than doubled, so that's more than a 100% increase, basically, which is huge. And that's a statistical indicator that proves that more women do care than don't if you are in good shape. So it will always help you if you can keep in trim physical condition, and whether that be the six pack or defined biceps, triceps or strong core, or whatever that may equivalent or relevantly be to you, go out there and do it, because it is important. It does improve your stature, your posture, your health, and prevents depression, anxiety, all of those other things. But we're delving into the world, of course, dating. And, it's a wonderful thing for a woman to basically be able to stand up against you and feel your strength. It's a physical kind of security. It's a wonderful thing to be able to wear a fitted shirt that you can definitely see displays, your muscular development or your bulk or your build. Now, obviously, the question of getting in shape is not something that comes easily. It's definitely simple. And it's not something that we cover within the time of this podcast, but do women like a man who's in good shape? Definitely, it does help. I've seen the difference it has made from not only just Tinder, but the stages in my life where I've gone from, I have a background as a marathon runner, which meant that at one point I became very skinny. University, I was heavily weight training, so I was a lot more muscular. And then for my kickboxing, when I was fighting Muay Thai out in Brazil, I became quite kind of athletic, lean and muscular. So, I've had kind of a mass bulk look, I've had a skinny runner look, and I've had a athletic lean look. And, it's fluctuated between the three. And the difference in terms of people's, or rather even men's responses to me, it's always been more positive the better shape that I'm in. And in the day that we live in, when there's the crazes, health and fitness and nutrition and keeping in shape, etc., then you only have to look at breakout stuff like extreme running, obstacle racing, triathlons, to see that more and more people care about sport and health, meaning that the lowest common denominator or the base standard is continuing to rise. So it will serve you to keep in good shape, because it will improve the quality of your relationships, as well as perhaps even the quantity of the women that you're dating, depending upon the position that you're coming from. So I always implore and urge you to say, hey, get off your lazy butt, go and do some exercise, even if it's something as starting as simple as do 20 press-ups a day. Do them in sets of 5 if you struggle doing more than 5. Just 20 press-ups a day for 1 week and then developing from that base, because a lot of these things are about building momentum, much like these podcasts that I do. You know, there's just like yourselves, there's 101 other things that are going on in my life, but these podcasts are important to me. Giving back is important to me, and I want to make a great effort to make a contribution, because I know it will ultimately raise the quality of the reception that I receive and help me in lots of intangible ways. Much like keeping in shape will help you in lots of tangible ways, and it's a way of an intangible, and it's a way of ultimately giving back in a relationship that you're on, that you're in. What woman wouldn't be proud of her man who keeps in shape, who, you know, looks good in the t-shirt, who feels lean, firm and hard muscularly? These are all wonderful assets and qualities, and with the understanding of nutrition and kind of health in today's age, and even the amount of supplements you can buy to supplement main meals, you know, whether it's whey shakes or different, you know, egg whites that you can eat, or malt loaf, or whatever kind of hack that you use to gain mass or to get lean muscle, then there are fewer and fewer excuses. The internet has kind of leveled everything, and you know, if it's something that you're interested in, I have great content out there on and in the world of getting into shape. But yes, women, in my experience, do care when you keep in shape. And that does not mean that you need to gain massive mass and spend years weight training. That is not what I said, nor that's not what I hope that is implied. I just mean that if you can build your kind of base to keep in a general good standard of health and remain trim, then women and or your woman will, I believe, appreciate it. So it will help you way more than it will harm you. So they do care, as I care.